May 7th, 1978.
No collect calls.
And no third-party billing charges.
Will be accepted here at Sounding Board.
725-0136 for playback.
722-0183 for input.
Yeah, this is Mark back here with you on Sounding Board. Nice to have you with us wherever you are in the U.S. of A. Yeah, we got a whole bunch of comments to get through, so why don't we begin the program as we hear from Lori.
Yes, Mark. First of all, I'd like to say, the last tape you had on, this one, I guess, is playing now, I think it was a very fine tape, and I know your anniversary is coming up, and I have been listening since you first started. I haven't left very many comments because of it was kind of hard. I got married and, it's kind of hard when you're first getting started and all. But I also, too, just celebrated an anniversary. My husband and I were married 1 year. And, it goes to show you that things do, run smooth. And, I'd like to tell your listeners out there that people who are first getting married or living together, it's rough. The first year you're together, it's really tough. And, you fight like hell and you kind of, you don't know what to do. But it's really worth the battle.
Yes, we certainly got into the subject of living together. Lori, your comment was kind of lengthy, and I had to, I couldn't play all of it. It was about 5 or 6 minutes long. I hope you don't mind me shortening it.
Hi, Mark, and all you listeners out there. I got a real heavy problem. I don't know how to handle it. I wonder if somebody could give me some kind of comment on it or say something about it. The thing is, I have a relative that comes in, and how can I put up a sticky fingers? That's about as nice as I can put it. And she's in her teens, and she just eats anything she wants. And if you're making supper, she'll just eat everything without anybody else even getting a chance to sit down and eat. It's a bad situation. How do you tell her without getting into a big family feud over the whole thing? Or what do you do? I don't have guts enough to say it straight out, which I would really love to do, and I can't do it because I'm not that type of person. Nobody in the house can do it. And if anybody's got any ideas out there to give me some advice on how do you get rid of this kind of a person.
Well, I have to say that honesty is really the best policy. If you enjoy the company of this particular person, but you don't like that particular aspect of her personality, I suggest that you come right out and say it. Because if you do not, that person will continue to do what you do not want her to do. And you won't be able to communicate properly. That's the whole problem. People don't communicate properly. What do others think? 722-0183 is the input number.
I had a Japanese jack in my room, and Bell Telephone somehow found out about it, and they came over to my house. And it was so that I could hear so I can have my phone hanging out my back window. I just plugged it in my plug-in in my room and hung it out back. But the phone company found out I used a Japanese jack to do that. I think a lot of people are just afraid to make a comment because, that's the main problem here. Nobody makes a comment on what the other people say.
Wait. How did we get from Japanese jacks to people not leaving comments? I don't quite understand how that works, but I'll address myself to the problem of the jack. Perhaps if you wired it, you didn't wire it correctly, and you we're shorting out a couple of wires, causing some problems in the CO. You got to be careful with stuff like that.
I'm bored. What can I do? That's about it.
And the comments just keep on coming.
Hey, Mark, did you hear about that move thing on TV? Or the radio, whatever. I heard that they surrendered or something like that. with like they said what they're gonna do. They set the agreement that people move and the police and stuff like that. They disagree with it. I wanted to know what were the negotiations.
Well, actually, what was taking place was that they couldn't eat. There was no food. So the survival instincts naturally led them out, obviously. So they're surrendering to the police, and they will be returning to the headquarters after arraignment. Thank you very much for the call.
While looking in the dictionary, I came upon a funny-sounding word with a relatively simple answer. I'd like the responses of some of your listeners as to what it means. These are the rules. Well, the rule. You may not look in the dictionary. I'll call back in a few shows, and I will reveal the answer, blah, blah, blah. The word is Zuptia, right? And it's spelled Zaptiah. Okay? It's funny, the answer. Ha ha.
Well, that's not fair for you to tell my listeners they can't look in a dictionary. I mean, after all, how are you supposed to define words if you do not look in the dictionary?
Mark, I'd like to say that there's a nice disco that opened for under 21 in Lansdale. And it's really fantastic. It's even better than Trouble. I think everybody should check it out. Thanks.
Hey, listen to all the amazing comments in here.
Yeah, Mark, this is Danny from Kensington. I'd like to know if you or any of your listeners know of any way at all that a person can improve his vision without wearing glasses or contact lenses.
Perhaps what you should do is to ingest some vitamin A. It is a clear-cut, well-known and established fact that there's a definite correlation between vitamin A and vision.
Well, Mark, Joe from the Northeast, responding to your tape on May 4th. First of all, about your question concerning the FCC interface or whatever you called it as far as the telephone goes. To my knowledge, it's to prevent the average all-thumbs, average telephone owner from accidentally dumping AC into their telephone lines. And that's basically all it does. As far as I know, it's a transformer, and in some cases it's also fused, and they like to install it themselves and make sure that you don't do anything outrageous to their equipment. As far as the penalties go, I had my telephone repaired several times, and the servicemen that came out to check on it also noticed the answering machine, and all three of them, to a man, suggested that I put it out of sight while they were working on it, disconnect it, and they'll act like they never saw it. And as soon as they walk out the door, it's my business whether I hook it up or not. It's, the telephone answering devices have gotten so prolific anymore that everybody's got them, it seems, and there's not much they can do about them. Plus, the newer ones that are coming out are pretty much foolproof anyway. I don't know what other penalties there might be. As far as, unless the phone company had some kind of gripe against you and they want to make trouble. My comment is, what's going on with the loops? Is it true that they're all be shut down April 11th, or what's the story? In fact, why don't they just shut them down now en masse? I mean, it's ridiculous. It seems like a lot of ridiculous game playing. What is the reason? Are they outdated? Or is it just because, so many people have been playing games with them, such as accepting long-distance calls on them and whatnot. And thanks for your time. Good luck to you, and I'll catch you again.
I don't know. I've been hearing rumors that they're supposed to be shut down. I've been hearing it for a couple of years now. I do not call them all that often. So I don't keep up with that. I would like to have an official report, although I don't think I'm going to be able to obtain such a thing. And as far as the answering devices are concerned, most of the answering devices on the market today, all of them, in fact, just about, have a conformance number. And I do know of cases where people have constructed answering machines themselves. However, I don't know if the telephone company can detect the presence of an unauthorized answering device on the line. Can it be done by the ringer equivalents? It's an interesting question, and perhaps someone will have an answer. And if any of you would like to leave a comment for playback on this number, you can call the input machine, which is 722-0183. I still have some comments left over. We'll save them for the next program. So, but don't let that stop you from leaving any more, right? I'd like to have as many as I possibly can. I'd rather have a surplus than not to have enough to produce a program with. That way I always know that I have enough material to make another tape. So, until our next program, this is Mark saying goodbye, and thank you very much for calling Sounding Board. It's good to hear from you.